This guy here is dead.
Cross him off, then.
Hello and welcome to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks Internet Radio Program. I am Mike. I am joined by my co-host Napier via Skype, Mr. Travis Hulse, and special guest host, Miss Mandy Weaver of the Vernacast. They're not working at all.
No, they're not.
You can't even hear them. It doesn't bother you, Napier, that what? You can't hear Mandy?
Why don't we just take the speakers and, like, move them to a microphone? I'm sure that won't feed...
I can hear Napier.
There we go! Yay!
What changed?
You plugged it in again.
So, to get a hold of the... show 309-740-1430 or on the Skype, WFODix or Radio FUBAR. And actually, last week, I had ultimatum.
Yeah?
Learned ultimatums don't work in the internet radio business.
What was your ultimatum?
What was your ultimatum?
I told them that if nobody calls, then the phone number's going away. So I have a reward structure.
Okay.
Planned.
So beating tonight. Them didn't work?
No. Tonight... if you want to hear the cutest sound in the entire world, you have to call and ask for it. I have the cutest sound in the world queued up, ready to go.
Can I hang up and then call and hear the sound?
No.
Nope.
Oh, damn it. I really want to hear the cutest sound.
It's a good one. It's really cute.
That's your incentive to get on Twitter right now and just encourage people to call the number.
No. I have faith that someone in our chat room is going to hear what I say and say, oh, my God, I have to hear the cutest sound in the world.
It'll be amazing.
So, big show tonight. Actually, Vernacast didn't do a show tonight. That's Dan shit out on his responsibilities, and Mandy's here. So we're just going to do the Vernacast tonight.
Hot.
Because, I mean, people don't care when we miss a week, but like when the Vernacast doesn't do a show, everybody freaks out.
Yeah, they do.
Do you have their theme song queued up, Mike?
I don't know.
Oh, shit.
Rock and roll's all I want to do.
All I want to do.
Yeah.
Rock and roll.
Yeah. So Napier, what's your mind? Oh, we have a call. Answer this call, we'll put everybody else on hold. That's a problem. That is a problem. Hello, you're on the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks Internet Radio Program.
Hello.
Hi.
Who's this?
Do you have the phrase that pays?
Can I hear the cutest sound in the world?
You can, actually. Thank you for calling.
Woohoo!
I guess you won't.
So, the cutest sound in the entire world. Why can't I get... I have them on hold, but how do I get them off of hold? Anyway, cutest sound in the entire world. Are you ready for this?
Yeah.
I feel like I'd be doing a major disservice if Travis and Mandy...
Boy, oh, my God.
Guys.
Hey, I think we're back.
Hello?
We had a caller... that wants to hear the cutest sound in the world.
So are you calling?
It was Lisa, I think. Are you ready for the cutest sound in the world? And this will go throughout the show.
Yes.
If anyone would like to hear the cutest sound in the world again, just call and ask.
Do Mandy and I get banished to the Phantom Zone every time somebody calls in?
I guess they need to call you?
I think they need to call me and I can add them to the group
call.
Okay.
Well, this is the cutest sound in the world. It is a porcupine eating a pumpkin.
Oh.
Are you ready for this?
Yeah.
Yes.
It's so goddamn cute, Mandy.
Mandy, you won't hear it.
You might hear it.
I found some pumpkins for Halloween.
I'm probably going to release some eggs when I hear it.
Isn't that adorable?
That's the sound
adorable,
it makes.
It's adorable, but it's too quiet.
Can you get it?
It's adorable!
Good boy.
Listen to him.
Oh, God.
He's eating the pumpkin.
He's losing his shit.
He's so excited about eating the pumpkin.
I think maybe you need the pumpkin with
it
to make it for you.
He's going to town on that pumpkin. He's so hungry.
Looks good.
Mike, you have a thing about animals eating pumpkins.
I do.
You really do. There was a wiener dog that ate a pumpkin that you freaked out over as well. I remember that.
I stopped. They said to the wiener dog, "You got to get out of the street, man. You're going to get hit." He just started barking at me.
Nah, man, that didn't happen.
This goddamn porcupine is going to town on this pumpkin. Mike, is that porcupine named Teddy Bear?
Teddy Bear the porcupine, yeah.
Okay.
Did you find the video?
I did.
Yum, yum.
Oh, God. He loves it. He loves it.
Okay. That was a porcupine eating a pumpkin. I can't.
I just want to eat.
So, Napier, what is your mind topic?
T-ball?
Nice. I think you finished that one. Here's another.
Like, you like to play T-ball, or you were thinking about coaching T-ball, or?
No, I just wanted to bitch about T-ball and how it's a game that's not really a game. It's more like hanging out.
Baseball practice.
Well, practice normally doesn't have opposing teams.
Before we started doing the show, Mandy was talking about how she came back from T-ball practice, and apparently they don't even keep score. And I remember when I played T-ball, we kept fucking score.
Mm-hmm.
Because my team was the goddamn champions.
You were playing T-ball when you were like 10, though, right?
No, it was like a couple weeks ago. No, it was, yeah, I played all growing up. I played T-ball and coach pitch and then pitch and then regular pitch.
Like, if they had an adult T-ball league, I would join.
I'd play.
You know, there's adult kickball leagues around here that I've seen advertised, but that just seems like something that I would just get irritated with. I'd be like, this is dumb.
It's for drunk people, Mike.
Kickball is a game for kids. I don't think adults are allowed to play kickball.
Like softball?
It's like very competitive, I've heard. Because my best friend used to play kickball, and she stopped playing kickball because she was screamed at on the field. When she missed a catch or something.
My brother and sister-in-law, actually I think my sister-in-law now, every year they do like a tavern league kickball tournament, and it's just one day, so it's not like an actual league. But they actually set up like half barrels on second base. So when you make it to second base, you're forced to like do a keg stand if you're able, or otherwise just like slam a glass of beer. It's essentially just like a drunk-a-palooza with a kickball thrown in.
Oh, see, that sounds pretty rad.
Just sounds
no,
like,
pretty great.
Just sounds like people are coming up with, like, reason. Can't you just drink? I mean, can't you just go have a beer? Why do you need to come up with games that involve beer at second base? Just go drink a beer.
Well, I mean,
get together with your friends, drink a beer.
It adds a little bit of excitement to it. I mean, it's like, whoa, well, am I going to make it to second base so I can get that beer? I don't know.
I think we should set up like a drunk dodgeball league. So every time you're knocked out of the game, then you have to go drink on the bench until you come back in.
Napier, you were talking about soccer.
Oh, yeah. Soccer is bullshit. Why does everybody give a shit about soccer now?
I don't know.
Social media is ruining our country with this soccer bullshit.
Nobody gave a shit about soccer last time FIFA came around. Every time they have the World Cup, it's like five guys in a bar, and that's it. That's the only people who give a shit about soccer in America. Now all of a sudden, there's like TV ads like, oh, everybody's going to watch the World Cup this year. No, it's stupid. It's dumb. It's a boring game.
They finally like infiltrated the country, though. Like, they've been trying for years to make like soccer a thing. It's a thing everywhere else, and they've been trying and trying. I mean, they even brought, how many years ago did they bring David Beckham over here to play for like Los Angeles? I mean,
God, they paid him so much money,
yeah,
too.
Mm-hmm. A shit ton of money to bring him and Posh Spice over here to like try to get people engaged, and it didn't work. But now, for some fucking reason, people are like paying attention to the sport of soccer.
Is he still playing soccer, or did he go away?
I'm not sure.
And is he still here, or did he move?
I think he's still here.
Oh. What were you going to say, Napier?
Well, now I forgot.
Oh, Travis, what is your mind topic?
What I've been thinking about lately here, like this week, is, you know, Harrison Ford got like injured on the set of the new Star Wars. He like broke his ankle or something.
Yeah,
they didn't have walker ramps.
It's like, well, this is my problem. Is like, I know you, like a handful of years ago, we made like Liam Neeson like an action star in his 60s. You know what I mean? And as much as I do enjoy those movies, it's like, do you remember a time when we just let our aging stars like sit on a park bench until we called them up to be in like a movie like Cocoon? You know what I mean? Like, it was either like Cocoon or like they brought like two like legends of cinema and put them in a movie called Grumpy Old Men.
Right.
So when do we like let our aging stars just like have some dignity and like not put them on sets where there's action? I mean, Harrison Ford got his ankle, they had a falling door. You never left, Mandy. You were always in our hearts.
Oh, thank you.
Well, yeah, and I mean, you know, like Bruce Willis and Arnold Schwarzenegger, they're all getting pretty damn old.
Well, and you can tell that it's all CGI every time, like the last Die Hard movie, like everybody shit on it. I like it because it's still John McClane, you know, but I mean, they threw him through a roof, like a glass roof off of a helicopter, like through three stories into a fucking like pond, like a decorative pond. You could tell when he was falling, it was not him. It was a stunt double, and there's no, but originally he did all his, you know, he did a shit ton of his own stunts. So, like, you take Harrison Ford, for example, like, this week he had a door fall on his ankle and he's fucked now. But you took, I mean, he had a stunt double for Indiana Jones Part 4, like, what was that, like 4 years ago?
To get in and out of the refrigerator?
Yeah, right. To save himself.
Those scenes where he was running, it was like the slowest, saddest run ever.
Well, and then they like, cut in like a stunt double guy who was like swinging from vine to vine to vine with like no problem, just looked like badass Indiana Jones in his prime. And then they cut back to him, and it's like, yeah, slow old man running along.
Yeah, he's got like he's got arthritis. He's like arthritic running, and like then it cuts to it, and he's like, yeah, swinging around. It was awful.
It was, but like I said, I mean. They always used to, it's just like, if you got to a certain age, they didn't try to shoehorn you into a movie. They, like, let you sit around until they can come up with, like, an old people movie.
Do we not trust any of our young stars to be action heroes anymore? We have to keep going back to old faithfuls?
Who is, like, the only, like, young action star you have now? Channing Tatum?
Is Channing Tatum, Channing Tatum an action star?
I think so. Like, that White House movie, it wasn't as good
God,
as the...
Oh, God, that was really bad.
It was stupid, but it was fun. It was a dumb action movie, you know what I mean?
I want to know how that movie and the one with 300 came out so close together. They're pretty much the same movie.
I know how it happened.
How does things like that happen?
A guy went into a studio, and he had a screenplay or a treatment already written. He went in there and pitched this movie. He did a shit job pitching the movie, but like he said, hey, guys, I got this thing for you. I want to make a movie where we have an ex-secret agent. He's like in the White House on a tour. He's kind of disgraced, but he's telling his daughter he's got a he's getting a job here for Secret Service. I want to go ahead and make that movie. It's an action movie. We're going to instill a little bit of comedy into it. I think it's going to be big at the box office. But he did a shitty job pitching it, so the studio's like, fuck off, we don't want it. But as soon as he walked out of the room, they called like their fucking on-staff screenwriter, and they're like, we need a treatment right now for a movie where somebody protects the White House with a machine gun.
Right, and they said, get that 300 guy. He'll do anything.
Yep, the 300 guy will do it. We'll dump the jokes. We won't make it, you know, laughy. We'll actually do, like, Die Hard in the White House. Let's do it.
Because 300 guy ain't funny.
Right, then the other guy, like, the original guy who tried to pitch that movie went to another studio, and the studio's like, we really like the sounds of that. You know who we could get? We could probably get that fucking guy that played played Electro in Amazing Spider-Man 2, even though I guess it was before that. and we could get G.I. Joe. Let's throw them in there.
They'll say, okay, we'll get Channing Tatum, but who will we get to play the president? They said, dude, let's get Jamie Foxx because we can't make a movie with a white president anymore.
Let's get Django. And because he's kind of like Obama, so
when
it'll kind of be.
When was the last time there was a white president in a movie? I'm not trying to get like racial or anything, but seriously, every movie now the president's black. I mean, how many presidents has there been? 48? 48?
Is that right?
42.
42? I wasn't even close.
No.
There's been 42 presidents. 41 of them have been white.
Yeah.
But in the last 10 years of movies, every president has been black.
Well, the president has been black for that long.
Like, black presidents have more flavor, so.
Wasn't Aaron Eckhart the president in the Gerard Butler one, though?
Was he?
Yeah, I think Aaron Eckhart was the president in the Die Hard in the White House with 300.
But didn't he go away and then Morgan Freeman was the president?
I think you're
there was a black president involved, though, so I'm still right.
I think it was like the vice president trying to steal the White House from him.
Oh, was he the bad guy?
I think he was.
I don't remember the twists in those movies.
I think they actually made the bad guy a black guy in that one.
Oh, man.
They don't do that anymore.
Yeah.
Didn't they also...
They make them all presidents.
Didn't they also pull this crap with that Armageddon movie and some other movie where a asteroid was about to hit the Earth and that Tobey Maguire dude was in it?
Tobey Maguire was in a movie where the asteroid was going to hit Earth?
Yeah.
That sounds pretty cool. How come I didn't see that?
It came out about the same time as Armageddon.
But it does kind of seem like when that Seth Rogen movie came out at like the exact same time as Paul Blart Mall Cop.
Yeah.
It does kind of seem like when something comes out, there's another something very similar to it coming out around the same time. Like, I remember they were trying to make two Sherlock Holmes movies at the same time. I think one of them disappeared.
But they're never, like, quite the same. Like, even, like, the Paul Blart Mall Cop and then, like, the Seth Rogen one is so different. Like, it's such a black, dark comedy. And it's kind of like the White House movies are the same way. It's like, one is, like, straight-up action, and one is, like, Channing Tatum trying to, like, joke with Jamie Foxx and grenades.
But, I mean, the premise is similar enough to where you have to kind of, like,
raise an eyebrow
and say, hmm...
What? Do you remember the one that was a Kevin Bacon movie about, like, ghosts and stuff when Sixth Sense came out?
Stir of Echoes.
It was way better. Oh, it was, like, awesome. I guess it wasn't better because they were both really good, but the Kevin Bacon one I think I liked more.
Well, that's because Stir of Echoes is based on, like, a badass book by Richard Matheson, who also wrote the original book that I Am Legend was based on and, like, a shit ton of other movies.
Jay Adson like says Deep Impact. Is Deep Impact the one with Tobey Maguire?
Yes.
That's a pornography film, you pervert.
No,
that's the one.
That's a different kind of Deep
Impact.
You don't even
have to change the title for that porn parody.
This Ain't Deep Impact XXX.
Or Deeper
and
Impact.
And it's all tiny, tiny boners.
Deep Impact. I'm talking about sex, not the movie Deep Impact.
Oh, Anchor's right. Tombstone and Wyatt Earp came out in the same year. I remember that because, yeah, they made two Wyatt Earp movies in the same year.
And which one was good?
Tombstone was awesome.
Fucking Tombstone, that's right.
But you know what? The thing is, Costner was great in Wyatt Earp. But Tombstone was a way better movie.
Yeah, it was. It was
love Tombstone.
Yeah, yeah.
Well... Okay, I know this is kind of off topic now, but I would much rather do it with old Arnold Schwarzenegger than Channing Tatum.
You'd rather do it with Arnold Schwarzenegger now than Channing Tatum now?
Yes, I would. I really would. Arnold Schwarzenegger, even old Arnold Schwarzenegger, is way hotter than Channing Tatum.
Really?
I don't think that's right.
I think so.
That's controversial.
No, it's right.
We're gonna need to pull that for a soundbite
and like put that all over the internet and see how many people actually back you up on that. I think ridiculous.
People would agree with me. I think the ladies would agree.
I'd agree with you, like if you were saying like Commando Arnold Schwarzenegger, Predator Arnold Schwarzenegger versus like Channing Tatum. What did he do before like he got super buff for like Magic Mike and shit?
God, this is one of those.
We did those dancing movies.
Aren't you so bummed out that we aren't one of those shows that have like a soundboard and we don't have like all these Arnold Schwarzenegger clips that everybody always has?
Get to the chopper!
I hate sound clips.
You're one ugly motherfucker. You know, God, I wish we had an Arnold Schwarzenegger soundboard right now. Now is the time.
It's not a tumor.
No, that was a horrible time.
Who is like your daddy and what does he do?
It'd be the same 12 clips
that
everybody's heard.
Crazy hot young Arnold was, but old Arnold is not bad either. And as we all know, my favorite body type is muscular but sort of fat at the same time. Like chunky.
Muscular
but sort
fat?
Of fit.
Like Jesse Ventura is right
like
now.
Like 1920s
exactly,
weightlifters.
That kind of fat, like really fit, but you got a little layer of fat over the top of it.
Mandy is a sexual predator.
Mandy, what's your mind topic?
Okay, I've got a good one for you guys.
Oh, you do?
Okay. I had a dream about a podcast personality that we all know.
Okay.
And
I know who it is because you were originally put in the doc who it was, but then you changed
it. Damn it!
Well, you don't get to guess who it is. Oh, okay.
Was it Matt Chuck?
No!
Of the Lotus Cast fame?
Lotus Cast, yes.
It was not. It
Heard
was
Thursdays
absolutely.
Thursdays on Radio Fubar?
Okay, so I will tell you the dream. I'll tell you the dream and then you can guess who it was about.
Okay.
So, I.
Is it a sex dream?
Did you give
him a blowjob?
No.
Did he give you a lady blowjob?
He got me pregnant.
So it was a sex dream.
So it's not a sex dream, it's a nightmare.
I don't remember that.
So if it's not a sex dream, did he punch babies into you, or how does that...
Well, like, I never saw the already born
babies.
Like, so you just woke up and you were pregnant and you knew who it was.
I'm sorry. Like, I just have a vision of whoever this is, like, having a newborn baby and just punching it into Mandy's vagina.
Get in there, baby. You get on in there.
I'm sorry, continue.
Give it a snorkel.
In the dream, I like apparently meet up with this person, gentleman, and we get along and whatever. And
oh,
then
so it's a guy.
I get pregnant. Like, it's a guy. Okay. And I got pregnant by him, but I don't remember. Like, I didn't see the sex part. I was just pregnant by him. And then I have the baby, and this is a married gentleman, and his wife has a newborn baby. And I had my baby one day later. Than his baby. So his two children were born a day apart, one day apart. And his wife was totally cool with it. She was like, hey, why don't you come on over? The babies will play.
So she knew that he put a baby in you?
Yeah, she was totally cool with it.
Wow, that's a very progressive...
It really was.
Wow.
She was a really nice lady. I got along with her great. And I even asked, I was like, oh, so she doesn't have a problem with the fact that I'm having, like, I had a baby a day after she had her baby. And he's like, no. And she gives me a call and we were like best buds.
Well, of course not.
With our baby.
She was first. She won. I mean, you don't really feel bad for the rest of the people in the race when you win. You're like,
Mike, I got a serious question from Mandy now that we have a lady's point of view on here.
Okay.
So... there's a lot of the Sister Wives programs on. You know, there's My Five Wives and there's Sister Wives and there's all that. Is it appealing at all to say, okay, we have this communal kind of deal where you're sharing a guy, but he's also just as attentive to you as he is to these other people who you feel like a bond with, like your best friends Say there's only three of you. Say there's three of you, and you maybe don't live in the same house, but you live really close. You know, you share a husband, and you all have kids by him. Is that appealing to you, Mandy Weaver?
Okay, so I will say this. If you were talking to, like, newly married Mandy, I would have said, oh, hell no, that's my man. But I've been married for, like, 8 years now, and I'm like, you know, that wouldn't be so bad.
That's what I see, too. Like,
It would be kind of nice to have a little help around the house, somebody to chat with. And you know what else? It's like, oh, he's all horned up. Hey, that lady's over there. Right. Go stick it in her.
You know who he's sleeping with. Like you guys are all working together. You're like feeding your kids and you're like taking care of kids and raising a bunch of kids together who you might as well, you know, you feel like they're kind of your kids or at least nieces and nephews. But you see these same ladies all the time and you're like, hey, oh yeah, how was the sex yesterday? Oh, he likes this thing, you know, and you can kind of talk about that a little bit. But mostly it is just like that support system that would like help you with the children. And I would love help with children. Somebody help me with the children.
I don't
want to
compete for vagina time though. Because I feel like I'd be at a disadvantage.
So that's why it's different for ladies. It's like,
so you're trying to reverse it, Mike.
He could sling the dick all day long. Like, he'd be happy getting it 10 times a day. There's always enough, like, if one guy could provide enough dick for three ladies, I think.
But that vagina's not going to hold up for three different dudes, though, every couple of days. Yeah, no, of course
it'll
not.
It'll get flappy on you.
Well, at least very sore. She's not going to want,
so,
you know.
I pulled up the song for the big reveal on who it was that Mandy had this dream about. Yeah.
Okay, Mike doesn't get to guess. Everybody else guess whose baby I had in my dream.
Call in if you want.
Yeah, would you like to call in and guess whose baby I had in my dream?
Mandy and I will be banished to the Phantom Zone and we won't know if you're right.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Are you ready to announce, Mandy?
I'm ready to announce. Travis, do you want to guess who it was?
Oh... I think I guessed a couple. No, let's make it a surprise. Let's just play the music. I think I guessed like twice and I guessed wrong on purpose. I think I knew who it is, especially from your clues that you gave. So let's just play the music and figure it out that way.
What music?
Mike just said he had some music queued up,
oh,
right?
Oh, okay.
Didn't you say that, Mike?
Oh, yeah. No, I'm playing it. You guys just can't hear it.
See what I mean, Mandy? If you heard the Sniffles the Dolphin episode, everything to me sounds like Sniffles the Dolphin, which is blank, dead air.
So, Mandy, who was the dream about?
Compton Eric.
It was Jim Chadman.
Oh, Jim Chadman gets all
Jim
the shit.
Chadman.
Jim Chadman.
That's not fair.
Because, okay, and I will tell you why. I had that dream the night that I read. Remember, we did Mandy's High School Poetry Corner, and it was about Jim that day. He had requested that I read my high school poetry and make it about him.
His eyes are like butterflies in the wind of my soul.
So
it was more like he ripped my heart out and told me I was a bitch or
yeah,
something.
So
like
that. High school, you can't do that.
He tricked you into having impure thoughts about him.
Right.
Napier went outside to fart. He just got up and left to go outside and fart. Just in the middle of our conversation. He's like, you know what? Got up and went and farted.
Well, I don't know if you were recording the drama before we actually were broadcasting.
Oh, no, I mean, I appreciate it.
Probably the best thing he could have done.
Yeah, but I'm just going to say, Jim got in my head that day after I read the poetry about him. Then I had a dream that I had his baby.
Mandy?
Yes?
Was he a delicate lover?
I don't remember the loving. I don't... Oh,
can you lie about it?
Was
he a monster? Like a Sasquatch?
I would compare it, like, if we were going, like, speeds from, like, turtle to rabbit, I would put him in rabbit speed. Like Fast and Furious,
like in the length of time, or in like the ferocity of his
like
thrusts?
The ferocity.
So like, so this is what like, so if you took like a Bigfoot out of the wild and he hasn't slept with like something like other than like a tiny little rabbit which he kills every time he tries to poke it, he like finally got a woman who could take it, and like that, like a Sasquatch who's like finally found a woman could take it.
Right, like I could take a pounding.
Right. And could tolerate his smegma yeah. smell.
Well, I actually
it smells like beef jerky.
Yeah, oh yeah. And every time we make love, I say I'm gonna go squatching.
Oh, hey, shh. Do you hear something? I think I'm about to get squashed with a squatch.
Napier, ask me what my mind topic is.
Mike, what is your mind topic?
The Cookie Crisp cereal has a wolf on it now, and it isn't the burglar with the dog anymore.
What is it now?
It's a wolf, and that bothers me. And I want to know where the burglar and the dog went. Did they, like, write out their character? Did they have, like, an arc that explained where they went?
No, the wolf ate them.
I think the wolf just ate them?
Yeah.
So the guy that goes, Cookie Crisp.
Maybe the wolf does it now, but if that's the case, then that's bullshit, because that was totally the dog's line, and they just did away with the burglar and the dog.
I don't think that wolf does the Cookie Crisp thing anymore. This is a pain that I've shared with you. I think we've never talked about it, but I remember very fondly the cartoons where the policeman is trying to catch the Cookie Crisp criminal,
and the dog is going criminal after him. Stole the Cookie Crisp, right?
Right, yep, and the policeman was trying to come after him because he was always stealing Cookie Crisp, and it was the best cartoon commercial for a cereal that ever happened. You know, you could fuck that Cheerios honeybee, you know? Right. That guy sucks.
Was that cop's, like, sole job was to chase this guy who was stealing cereal? Like, did he make an entire career of that?
It was, because it was always the same cop with that, like Bobby hat. He had the Bobby hat, you know, like the London cops.
Right.
And that's all he did. There was never any other cop chasing this. And why was... What, do you think he was really a cop? Who gives a shit if he took some cereal?
Right.
You know what I mean?
Thankfully, the criminal had that Asperger's dog with him to scream Cookie Crisp all the fucking time and ruin his goddamn plans.
Yeah, usually him getting so excited about the Cookie Crisp is what alerted the cop to, like, where they were. Because, like, he was just so fucking psyched. He was like, Cookie Crisp! And then the cop was like, oh, fuck, dude was behind me, and then starts chasing him.
And who was... You never saw, really, who he stole the Cookie Crisp from, right? He just had it, and the cop chased him.
It raised a generation of
to give to the poor.
Lawbreakers.
Do you think, though, Mike, do you think it's better that we retired the Cookie Crisp criminal than have him sing Kanye West parody songs on commercials like the Honey Nut Cheerios Bee?
No.
Sings Nelly parody songs?
No, you're lying.
That fucking Honey Nut Cheerios Bee now has backup dancers and sings like a parody of
that. Oh, let me guess. Is it Hey Must Be the Honey?
Yes, that's exactly what it is. That's exactly what it is. And he's got backup dancers.
Nelly isn't
wearing, like,
in it,
spandex
is he?
Pants. What?
Is Nelly in it?
No, it's like a CGI animated honeybee with some backup dancers. What I mean? So it's probably
Nelly, like,
best.
Big there for a while. What the hell happened to Nelly?
He had two albums, and then he tried to have a group. What was that called? That's right by you. Nelly came from your neck of the woods.
I know.
And now Saint he raps Lunatics. On country songs.
Yeah, he had terrible, terrible country songs.
Oh God!
What was his band name, like this?
The Saint Lunatics.
Yeah.
Oh, Saint Lunatics. Yeah, that's what it was.
Yeah, you know, when me and Napier were working in the pizza place, we would have a African American gentleman come in at least like once a week, and tell us that he was in the Saint Lunatics. I think there must have been like 30 Saint Lunatics, because like every black guy that would come in would be like, "Yo, dog, I'm in the Saint Lunatics." Be like,
did he say that to try to get free pizza?
Cool. Yeah, typically. Like we were going to go, "Oh my God, you're a Saint Lunatic?" Like, well.
And it's not like Nelly did a good job of pointing them out, like when Eminem had his band, what was that called? D12, where he would, like, even in the songs, they would, like, say the name of everybody that was in the band just so you would, like, be forced to know who they were.
Lucky you, because it's Free Breadstick Wednesday, only for Saint Lunatic members.
And people who come in on Wednesdays.
Drunk, do you know what time it is?
Is it time for Ask Dr. Napier.
Well, actually, since we're doing the Furnacast this week, we're just going to call it What Would the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks Internet Radio Program Do?
Mandy, does that have a theme song? I can't remember.
No, it absolutely does not.
Can you make one up?
What would the Wheelbarrow Full of Big Dicks Internet Radio Program Do? I don't know. I'm not good at that.
I thought it was pretty good.
Yeah, I like
really
it.
Good. I like it too.
So from Indio Techno, how much working off is too much? Is that jacking off at work? Is that what working off means?
Yeah.
Mike, was probably he asking any. For a friend?
No, not any. Some's okay. Some's okay.
Okay.
Not every day, of course. But at least, I'd say if it gets to three times a week is too much. That's too much.
3 times a week?
Yeah.
Travis, anything?
Working off?
Yeah.
3 times a week is too much?
Yeah.
Ugh. Well, I've recently got back to working off. And I don't know. I think you should dedicate yourself to it. If you really want to go for it, I think you need to put in the time. I think you need to set aside some time every day, you know, to just get better at it. So I don't think there is too much. You know what I mean? Is there too much time to practice the guitar, to try to learn the guitar?
No, I don't think so. No, I mean, if it's something that you're passionate about.
Yeah, if you're passionate about it and you're trying to get to a certain place.
You combine it with your poop time, I think. Just to like take one nice 15 to 20 minute break.
No, you can't do that. Then you're going to condition yourself to get boners when you smell shit. And then you get one of those weird fetishes.
Do you get a flush? What do you do first? Do you work off or do you take that shit?
I think if you work off first, your glands and everything's going to seal up your dookie hole a little too hard.
So you release the Kraken first.
Yeah.
But you got to flush and then use those wet wipes. Got to clean up good because you don't want to mix any kind of, you know, activities.
The wet wipes make my butthole angry.
We're going to find you some hypoallergenic ones that are going to work for you, Mike. Yeah, I've actually been looking and compiling a list already to
organic,
see if
organic, perhaps.
See, Travis is gluten-free. Travis is looking out for me because me and Travis are friends.
Indeed.
Travis mailed me a present.
Yeah?
Yeah. Me and Travis are pals. When was the last time either of you got me a fucking present?
I got you hockey pants.
I think I got you a six pack for Christmas.
Oh yeah, you did, didn't you? Oh, you guys are both
great.
From @Scoba1. @Scoba1. Boxers or briefs or boxer briefs?
Boxers, because you gotta let Thor's hammer swing.
I've pretty much switched exclusively to boxer briefs. I'm a boxer briefs guy, I think. See, because the briefs, if it's like, you know, up on my boys, boys fall out the leg. And
how droopy are your testicles?
If my boxers,
he's got floppy boys.
If I'm wearing boxers, my boys flop out the leg. But if I have boxer briefs, then my boys kind of stay like where they're supposed to. Like, you know, when you see all the underwear advertisements and stuff, how everybody's dick and balls are like in like a perfect little package where they're supposed to be. Mine don't make that perfect little package. Mine just kind of go wherever. I have rogue dick and balls. And if you don't have the cock button, my shit just flops right out that hole.
Oh, mine does too. I got to have a cock button.
Yeah, my cock does not stay where a cock is supposed to stay.
You know what's super funny about those underwear commercials now, though, is, you know, I think with this, you know, you don't want to shame females, so you don't show, like, super hot Victoria's Secret models anymore and, like, Fruit of the Loom commercials. So you show, like, natural women, you know, they have a little bit on them, and they're still very attractive. But then you have the underwear commercials for men. There is not one underwear commercial for men where they actually show a normal guy. They're all fucking cut, just like the aforementioned David Beckham. And that's not, I'm not talking about like Victoria's Secret for men. I'm talking about Fruit of the Loom, Hanes, you know? It's all fucking like chiseled cut fucking dudes wearing these goddamn underwear. And of course they're going to have perfect dick and balls.
I think we hit a nerve
here. Should be, yeah, it should be a big, fat, nasty dude sitting in an armchair scratching his balls.
Hey, I will stand up and scratch my balls for the commercial.
He should have a big old fat man gut, and his muffin top should hang over his underwear and sort of, you know, seal the deal.
They should have underwear. Travis is right, I think. They should have underwear commercials where they kind of, you know, take a stab at, you know, getting us normal-looking fellas with our normal bodies and be like, you know, hey, man, these aren't going to rip when you bend over. And, like,
they're painting
a fat fella, like, bending over and, like, you know, it's okay. And
no, because dudes don't look at other dudes and how their body is. That's gay.
But I'll look at a pair of underwear and say, you know what? That underwear, you know, appeals to what I need from a pair of underwear.
But they're creating a unattainable body image for our younger generation of men.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, they all think they have to be cut up.
Think
know,
of the young
up.
Boys seeing those underwear commercials and getting all self-conscious.
Men don't
fair.
Have
they're
body
start
images.
Starving themselves.
Yes, all men. Be made to feel bad about their bodies.
Right.
You know, I will say this as a lady. I would, over the least offensive men's underwear is boxer briefs.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And I will also say that ladies, I feel ladies are a lot more accepting of the chubbers than men are.
That's true.
I have no idea
what
you're talking
about. I don't mind seeing a chubby dude. I like chubby dudes. I would much rather see a chubby dude than a super skinny one because super skinny guys are disgusting. I'm sorry, not disgusting. That's offensive.
It's not offensive.
I like a little chub. Little chubby.
Well, dick. You know they can take care of you. They're well fed, you know. You know what I mean? They can lift some
and
shit.
And their penises are turtled, so it won't offend the vajay.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yeah,
that's exactly your point.
Oh, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I think that's probably true, though. I think Mandy's right. I think a lot more women are more than happy to accept a little bit of a gut on a guy than a guy is to accept a little bit of a gut on a girl.
What are you pointing at the chat? Just tell me what it is. Say what you're wanting to point out.
Oh, one of our friends has said, welcome to being a woman, Mike, and your body image and your feelings inside of your purse that you keep all of your sad tears in. And also, we need to get you gluten-free handy wipes for your bottom because obviously your butthole is hungry and has a gluten allergy.
None of that is in the chat, by the way.
From at Benny Show, in your opinion, out of the whole internet, who has the best Doctor Who podcast?
I'm going to say Matt Reefer. His 1 hour of Who dialogue and summing up the week's episode brings a tear to my eye each week, and I hope it goes on forever.
Who asked that question, Mike?
Benny from Podcheese. Oh. Now, Benny has been on this fucking Doctor Who podcast thing since you...
That was a long time ago,
a year ago.
At least.
That you brought up that Matt Reefer's show... I mean, that was back when Matt Reefer had a show.
Right.
Matt Reefer doesn't even have a show anymore.
Right.
But Matt Reefer did a show and he talked a lot about Doctor Who.
And just you this got one particular excited. Episode, I'm pretty sure.
You said like, something along the lines of... This guy's fucking show is all about Doctor Who.
I've never even seen this show.
And Benny has been on this.
For like a year and a half.
For over a year.
Right.
I like that Benny guy, by the way.
I mean, he tweets Matt Reefer like once every 3 months. Like, hey man, what's with the Doctor Who podcast? Oh, he just, like the horse has been dead.
No,
like they buried the horse.
He just keeps watering it, though.
I mean, the horse has a headstone. The headstone is weathered and probably fallen over. And then they just threw it away because... And they didn't put up a new headstone. But that horse is still buried there. And every now and then, Benny just shows up and kicks the dirt.
Wasn't the Doctor Who comment even just like something I said in passing?
It was something you said in passing.
No, you said Mr. Who in passing.
Oh, there you go, Mr. Who.
Mr. Who.
You said it was a Doctor Who podcast.
He didn't study. for 7 years in medical school to be called Mister.
I'm sorry, I'm a doctor.
And last question from Anchor Babcock. Are you under more pressure to do a good show because professionally trained broadcaster Mandy Weaver is on the show? Also, if it were the 1970s, do you think Bob Crane from Hogan's Heroes would want to date Mandy?
I thought he was gay.
I don't even know who that is.
I think he's a fanny banger.
No, he wasn't gay. He
liked to jerk off with his buddies.
Yeah, him and his buddy videotaped themselves having sex with broads. And then eventually somebody beat him to death with like a camera tripod.
Well, they like to jerk off watching the tapes that they made then, too. Like, him and his buddy would, like, sit in a dark room and jerk off together watching the tapes.
Of them fucking broads?
Yeah, fucking the broads, yep.
And I think he was married the whole time, too.
Yeah, he was.
What was his name?
Bob Crane?
Oh, no, I meant his wife.
Oh, no, he had, a straight wife. I guess it was, beard. And then him and his pal would jack off and watch their videos.
I don't know too many straight dudes that do that.
Yes, sir.
If Napier had a sex tape, would you watch it?
Probably not.
You wouldn't be the least bit curious?
What if I invited you over to have sex?
If Travis had a sex tape, would you watch Travis's sex tape?
You know what? I don't even know what Travis looks like, so probably.
Napier was talking last week about how he thinks that Travis is the computer.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Right.
He said that the computer was like her, and Travis was in the computer. I need to show Drunk and Napier both a picture of Travis, I think, so they can put a face to the
name. It can just be mysterious.
Just picture Justin Timberlake.
He's Acer Aspire 1 with the swirly designs on it.
Swirly design?
Yeah.
Well, you could have just taken a picture of anybody and just said that was Travis, and what do I have to refute you?
So is that the last question?
Yeah. Yeah.
So, Do we do our song, or should Mandy do her song? Or?
Yeah, Mandy does her song.
Go ahead, Mandy.
What song? What?
The
outro.
The one that you just came up with. You need to do an outro for this segment.
What Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks Internet Radio Program do?
Boom.
Son.
Her song's way better than ours. I gotta tell this one new.
So, when we come back, Napier's going to do...
I didn't miss the break?
No, Napier's going to do embarrassing Napier poetry. I have a story about my black pal, Alan, and we're going to do some weird news.
Yeah!
Weird news! Yay! And at the break, there's Smash and Trash, and I think the Red Show calls it Red or Dead, and Mr. Producer does something similar called Fucked or Foobar. But on this show, we're going to call it, Hey, do you like this song? or not so much? You don't like it very much? I don't know. Let's talk about it.
Can we call it Cunt or Runts?
Let's discuss what you didn't like about it.
Well,
your time to shine is coming up.
We got two responses from Hey, do you like this song or not? Overwhelmingly negative, I think.
Damn.
So that's a shame. I don't know. What are you going to do?
Not play that song anymore?
I saw a thing on Facebook. One of my more sentimental Facebook friends posted a suggestion that when people get married, they should write each other love letters and put chocolate and wine in a wood box and then nail the wood box closed. And it's a first fight box. And when you have your first fight, you open up the box.
Beat her to death with the wine bottle? Wow, that's dark.
You open up the box. like you get out a claw hammer and pull out the nails.
Yeah.
Are we on right now?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, this is the show, Travis. This is it. Sorry.
I didn't know that.
And you yank out the nails with a claw hammer. Because, you know, when you get in a fight, your first thought will be, go get the claw hammer.
Exactly.
Second thought is, open up this box with wine and get drunk with a claw hammer.
And a whole bunch of nails laying around. Yeah,
like beat him in the head with a claw hammer?
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, to all those couples out there, I know the guy that was on the show once, a drunky G, he just got married this past weekend, so I'm going to recommend that he and his lady, they get a wood box and write each other love letters and nail it into the box.
I thought he said that marriage was a conspiracy to get you tied down.
Yeah, but then he knocked up his gal.
Oh.
Actually, he just let us know a couple weeks ago. He was like, yeah, I knocked up my gal, and so we're going to get married in like a couple weeks. I was like,
where'd they get married?
Cool. I don't know. I have no idea.
Kind of probably a courthouse. Like,
kind of a beautiful love story. I'm feeling a little emotional right now.
So, I have a story about the time I fell on the top of my head when I was like 13 or 14. It's about my black pal Alan.
And this is a segment we do quite a bit, right? This
right,
is your
right.
your old black pen. Pal Alan. We
yeah, my I when I was in high school, I had a black pal. His name was Alan. It was really the only black friend I've ever had. I wonder if he's dead. I hope not. I should reach out to him. We should be friends again.
Absolutely.
Because I'm missing that in my life. I need a black friend.
A black friend?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I don't have that option. I live in Wyoming.
I may have actually already told this story on the show. I don't remember. Have I ever told the story about the time I fell on the top of my head?
No.
I mean, it's episode one, like 40-something.
Yeah,
so probably.
Yeah. Fell asleep in chemistry class. We were watching an instructional video about safety glasses. And basically, the instructional video was, you should wear safety glasses, or the bad shit that people that happened to people in this video may happen to you. And so there was a whole bunch of situations where people weren't wearing safety glasses, and bad shit happened to their eyes because they weren't wearing safety glasses. And then they went on to another scenario, and you're like, oh, these guys are playing racquetball. This dude's going to get hit in the face with a racquetball. It's going to fuck up his eyes. And then go to another scene. They were doing something with chemicals. Oh, something's going to happen to this dude's eyes involving chemicals, on and on and on and on. For the whole hour, it was like an instructional video just to like scare you into wearing safety goggles.
Yeah.
I fell the fuck asleep. But like when I fell asleep backwards, going backwards. And so, like, I was laying back, and my head was on the girl behind me's desk. And so, like, she pushed me forward, like, because, you know, I was probably, like, snoring directly in her face.
Right.
And she pushed me forward. And when she pushed me forward, I fell out of my desk onto my head and, like, was, like, sprawled out in the middle of the aisle. And so, The chemistry teacher's name was Mr. Waters, came in and turned the should I be doing this in like an accent?
Like,
yeah, if you would.
Like
yeah.
Sling
yeah,
blade?
I don't understand. Yeah, it's really confusing when you don't use the accent.
Came in, turned on the light and held my hand and my head in his arms, and he was, Mike, are you okay, Mike? My black pal Alan thought I was dead. So he starts screaming, Mike's dead. Runs down the hall to get the nurse. And so the chemistry teacher, like, wakes me up and takes me out in the hallway. And he goes, dude, you had a seizure. I'm like, no, I didn't have a seizure, dude. I fell asleep watching your boring-ass video. He goes, no. People have this reaction all the time to this video. And, you know, you saw bad shit happen in these people's eyes, and you had a reaction to it. And I was like, no, dude, I wasn't even watching your video. I'm sorry, but yeah, I just fell asleep. It's like, no, man, I got to call your parents because this is serious. You had a fucking seizure during my video. So we're sitting out in the hallway talking about it. He's making sure I'm staying seated because he's afraid that, like, you know, if I'm in the standing position, I'm going to fall, you know, and hurt myself again.
Right.
And my black pal Alan comes running down the hallway with the fat nurse and a wheelchair, and he's yelling, "Mike's dead, Mike's dead, Mike's dead," all the way down the hallway, freaking everybody out. People coming out in the hallways. Whole row of people coming out in the damn hallways to watch my black pal Alan roll me down the hallway in a wheelchair. And they called my dad, and my dad said, "Man, he didn't have a seizure. He fell asleep." And they gave me some orange juice and some crackers. And
so did you go home?
No.
No?
I was fine.
You had a seizure at school and you didn't get to go home?
No, I didn't have a seizure. I was okay.
What grade was this?
I was either 13 or 14.
Oh, yeah.
I might have been 12.
I'd have taken full advantage of that. I'd be like, yeah, I had a seizure. I need to go home.
I don't know. The time I fell on my head, it varies. I don't know. But yeah, that was the story of my black pal, Alan.
Can I, just because it's popping into my head right now, yeah, can I pose a question to all of you, like everybody on here right now? Did you ever, and I'm not talking high school, or at least later high school, it could be early high school, did any of you, like, get drunk and go to school before?
No.
No, because I never drank a drop until I went to college.
So nobody nobody else did?
I was a good girl, like, I never even smoked a cigarette in high school.
Me and my friend Neil tried smoking newspaper once. It didn't work.
Newspaper? Is that supposed to do something?
We rolled up some newspaper and lit it on fire and trying to smoke it. It didn't work.
Do you remember, like, hearing that you could smoke oregano?
No.
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 Oh, see, we heard that. I think we did try that, and it didn't work either. It just, like, hurt your nose.
Well, that's what we're doing next week with Drunk. Drunk's going to smoke oregano.
I think you can eat, isn't that legitimate? It was just on Orange is the New Black, right, where those two chicks, like, inhaled a bunch of nutmeg. Is that a thing? Is that a real thing?
I remember that, but I don't remember what they were trying to do.
They were eating it. They didn't smoke it. They didn't snort it. They were just eating it, because I thought for sure they were going to snort it, and all they did was just, like, eat a bunch of nutmeg, and then they just sat in the prison and laughed hysterically for, like, 2 hours.
I don't believe that.
Mandy, do you want to...
I've got nutmeg right now.
This was like a
Mandy,
Sam's Club.
Eat a whole bunch of nutmeg.
Though.
Well, okay, I'll tell you what. I'll do that next week because I've already had a bunch of wines and I don't know what's what.
I've got to be able to tell. And you start doing nutmeg and shit's just going to go crazy.
Right, like I have children. I can't die of nutmeg poisoning. And alcohol poisoning. I've got to die of one or the other so they know what happened to me.
Well, Travis, I mean, do you have a story about getting drunk and going to school? It seems like that's where it was headed.
It was headed there, but I was just curious because you were talking about high school and you were talking about, like, passing out and having seizures and nurses and shit. But no, like, it was, like, junior high, actually, and there was like, four of us that we, like, all promised, like, the day before, like, hey, let's, you know what we should do tomorrow? Let's just get drunk. Let's just get hammered drunk and go to school. They're like, oh, yeah, yeah, let's do that. And then we had known one other guy that had done that before, and he, like, passed out and, like, slept all day through school.
Well, I did that without being drunk.
Well, of course. Yeah, this was a let's get drunk and pass out, though. Oh. But we all decided that we were going to do that, and I, like, before I got on the bus, like, there was some, like, cheap-ass vodka and, like, some generic cola. And I didn't know how to mix vodka when I was that age. Like, I had drank some beers or whatever, but I didn't know how to mix vodka. So I mixed it with cola, which is disgusting as far as I'm concerned. And I, like, just poured, like, 3/4 of a glass full of vodka and poured some, like, generic cola in it and slammed, like, 2 of these giant glasses down before I had to get on the bus. I got on the bus and was hammered drunk. Just hammered drunk, but apparently was the life of the party because everybody was just, you know, loving it up and laughing and we were all having a good time. And there was the junior high whore that liked to sit on people's laps and kind of like, you know what I mean? Do a little grinding.
What?
Yep, that was a little grinding. But it came out later that she had slept with her brother, so it's not anything it's not anything special. But I got to first hour and I made it all the way through first hour. And it was the end of first hour, and it was science class, and I threw up in the garbage can in the science classroom right at the end of the class and, like, left. And we went to, like, the second hour was homeroom, and we walked to homeroom, and I couldn't be there anymore. So I left. I'm like, I don't feel so good. I got to go to the nurse's office. And I walked by that science classroom, and in the hallway, you could smell the vodka puke waving out of the classroom. And I can't believe they were, like, trying to teach a class in that room because you could smell it in the hallway. But I went to the nurse and I said that I was not feeling so good. And she's like, oh, go ahead and lay down. Well, I slept until like sixth hour. There were seven hours in school. It was like 6 hours and I finally woke up. I'm like, oh, you know, I'm feeling a little bit better. And she flat out asked me, she's like, have you been drinking today? I said, well, no, highly offended. And she's like, well, just so you know, if you've been drinking, you're going to be in big trouble. And I said, well, of course I haven't been drinking. Are you kidding me? My parents would kill me. And then she's like, fine, go to your last class. So I went to typing class and then went home. That was the story.
And all he types is like, blah, 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 blah.
There was no typing. There was a lot of sitting in front of a computer. But the kicker to that story was that none of the other three guys, none of them drank before school like we all planned on doing.
Right, you were the only one that went none through with it?
Yeah, none of us are friends to this day.
That broke your friends.
Yep, that was all done. We all like put our hands in the middle and said, let's all get drunk. 1, 2, 3, drunk. And then I was the only one that did it. So that was the end of that.
It's just like when everybody's like, oh, let's all dress like we'll go goth today, and then one person shows up all costumed out and everyone else is like, yeah, that was a dumb idea and I totally decided not to do that. Fucked up.
Mandy, were you the one that went goth?
Yeah. Well, I remember one time, like, we talked about dressing up in, like, costumes or something, and I wore a poodle skirt to school and nobody else wore one. Come on. And that's why I got my head slammed in my locker on a daily basis.
That sounds terrible. I thought you were popular in school.
Not in middle school. Oh, God, no. No way. I was the prom queen my junior year, but it was a hard road to get to prom queen.
Did that bleached blonde hair get you prom queen?
Actually, that didn't happen until college. I didn't become a huge skank until I went to college.
You were in college when your brother Daniel Fernicast graduated high school?
Yes. I'm like a year older than, well, I'm 17 months older than him.
I wish we could still post pictures in chat, because I'd love to post that one that I have on my phone.
We're all grumpy with my arms crossed.
Like, fuck this Dan graduating bullshit. Fuck you, family, for wanting to take my picture.
I hate you all.
Mandy, let's blast through this weird news.
Okay. Here we go. It's time for a little bit of weird news.
Weird news.
A 13-year-old Hungarian boy accused of stealing a cell phone was tried as an adult and sentenced to jail in Russia because officials refused to believe he's 13. Why, you ask? Because of the size of his penis. The Moscow Times reports that the boy, identified only as Tomas to protect his identity, was 12 years old when he allegedly stole a cell phone in March after coming to live with his aunt in Russia. Despite maintaining his innocence, he was tried as an adult because prison doctors who examined his teeth and genitals determined that he had to be at least 16. In Russia, individuals can be tried as adults at 16. Still, Tomas's family insists that he was 12 when the crime took place, and paperwork checked when he crossed the Russian border supports this. Regardless of, you know, facts, he was imprisoned. His family has contested the ruling, and luckily the prison system has agreed to review the case.
One, you should have that laminated and just keep it with you at all times to, like, show broads, right?
Oh, exactly.
And two, if I'm arrested for crimes, I should get off because my penis doesn't look older than 17.
Excellent.
My thoughts.
Right. Well, right, listen, here's the thing. Like, if you want to keep your penis looking youthful, and you rub like wrinkle cream on it and stuff, then you're going to be penalized.
I put aloe on it quite a bit.
Penalized? Okay.
Penalized. See, Napier, that was a good joke.
Penal?
Laugh at Mandy's joke. That was a good joke.
Penalized!
Penalized. Get it? She's talking about his wiener. She said penalized.
Waka waka.
Cornhole.
No.
There's three wakas, Mandy.
Waka three... waka waka.
There you go. Jesus Christ. Get it together, Weaver.
Is it wrong that that story turned me on?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
I thought so, but I...
Moving on.
I wanted a slow golf clap for the kid, like, hey, good job, dude.
If Mandy were to have sexual relations with this guy, could she say, no, and his dick looked way over 17?
Does that work for
Jays? I was actually having sex with him, but I was having sex with his penis, which is clearly older than 13.
The dick had a fake ID. It absolutely said that it was 18.
Look, you can smell the 16 on this dick.
I interviewed his dick and it was talking about Steely Dan. It's clearly older than 15.
If there's grass on the field, go ahead and pitch at your vagina. Right?
Oh, yeah.
Because it's a baseball bat? Because it's a penis?
Right. No, you know what?
Did you get it?
I'll play catcher. Because my vagina is a mitt. No, I don't know. Okay, let's stop that. Let's stop talking like that.
Did you have something? You had another thing that was about vaginas and penises, right?
Oh, I believe so. Hold on a minute.
Oh, penalized. I get it. Yeah. There we go. Okay. Now I know what you guys were throwing downhill.
Listen, I can't expect for everyone to understand my highbrow humor all the time. So the fact that it took a minute, I mean, I get it.
A minute is like 10 minutes.
Hey, the show's on delay. I don't know if you guys know that or not.
Napier's listening to the feed. All right, what's the next story?
A Canadian man is suing a Montreal area hospital for negligence after he said surgery on his penis ended up shortening it and preventing him from having sex, thus ruining his marriage. This man, who is a paraplegic, injured his penis while having sex with his wife in July. I would blame her if I were him.
Have you ever injured your penis having sex?
Well, if I slip out and she like gets on it and like bends it.
Oh, like goes down when it's not in the...
Yeah, like bends it at a 90-degree angle when it ain't supposed to be.
So she's on top.
But I mean, then...
Yeah.
But then, I mean, you know, it just hurts then, and then it's kind of okay, right?
I don't know. I mean, what if you pulled your boner?
Pulled it?
Yeah.
Did you guys miss the part where Mandy said the guy was already a paraplegic?
So he doesn't have use of his legs.
Because you're saying that this injury, this shortening of the penis is the thing that ruined your sex life. Isn't the thing that ruined your sex life being the fact that you are a stub with a head and a dick?
Right. Well, his name should be Bob.
Now, does he have legs or, I mean, does he have legs that just don't work?
He's got
them. Or...
He's got them. They don't work.
Oh.
Nothing works.
No, they don't work. Well, but
how does his dick
obviously
work?
Like, okay, hold on. Let's see. Okay, he was already a paraplegic when it broke. And then he like went to the doctor. He's like, oh, hey, I'm paraphrasing now. he's like, oh, hey, I broke my penis. And the guy's like, oh, no, it'll be totally fine. And so then he's like, oh, well, this penis still is all messed up and had to go back to the doctor. And then the doctor gave him surgery on his wiener and, like, reduced it by about an inch.
So this is what I assume actually happened because the guy's a paraplegic. So I say he got in a car accident. The guy can't move. He's like, I'm going to say he was married before he was a paraplegic, okay? So he's married. They're having a great life. He got in a car accident. He's a paraplegic. He had to go and do a surgery for paraplegia. Is that a thing?
Nope.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. No,
yeah,
it is.
Of course it is. They shorten his dick. He goes in there. He's like, you know, after the surgery for the,
is that your paraplegic Travis voice?
Yeah, he can't.
That's highly offensive.
His throat's
What do you mean, drunk? That's not offensive. Wolverine!
My dick's not working as good as it used to, Doctor.
He said, this has caused a greater impact on my life than when I lost the use of my legs.
This has caused a greater impact on my life than when I lost my use of my legs. And this is the doctor. Dude, you can't move your arms or legs. Your dick's also not going to work. It doesn't matter how big it is. It's still going to be flaccid. And that's the end of that conversation.
He's all, but my penis never sleeps.
Moving on.
I used to just bounce up and down on it like a pogo stick. And that's how I would get around.
I used to do one-arm push-ups, right?
Well, that's the thing is, like, apparently his, like, ween, it, like, still worked. And so his lady would, like, hold it up. Like, it was all her fault that his penis got broken. And now he's, like, going through a divorce because she's like, oh, great, now I broke your penis. And now it's only, like, an inch long. I can't deal with it.
So not only do I have to lift you into the tub and onto the toilet, I also have to help your dick stay up with, like, some sort of, what do you use to, like, keep plants?
My penis got broke.
You tie it to a popsicle stick.
Yeah, right.
My penis so got broke.
I like. Jesus Christ.
No, yeah, you tie his penis to a popsicle stick, and then you just bounce up and down on it, and that's how that works.
Maybe he liked to take his flaccid penis and roll it up into Princess Leia buns, but it was only like one.
Then it's just like scissoring. Then you just like slam it against. You just slam it against the clitoris.
She said,
you can't, like, you totally can get a flaccid penis, like, in there, but do you want to?
As long as it's rubbing against the clitoris, does it matter?
My penis got broke.
What's the point of, like, rubbing this? Like, oh, you know what's more fun than using a dildo? Rubbing some dude's flaccid penis against my clit.
I think we're going to have plenty of sound clips from tonight.
Say that again. I love that Mandy is on the show tonight so much. Go Billy.
My penis got broke.
No, put more teeth into it.
My penis got broke.
There we go.
Hi, everybody. My penis got broke.
Go fund me. I have a broken penis.
My penis got broke. Mandy, what's the next story?
A 450-pound Florida man was arrested yesterday after cops conducting a traffic stop discovered that he had stashed marijuana under his stomach fat. Christopher Mitchell, 42, was traveling in a vehicle driven by Heathian Roberts. Geez, are they white?
Heathian?
38, when the car passed a sharp-eyed Volusia County Sheriff's Office deputy, who noticed that the 5'6" Mitchell was not wearing a seatbelt. During a subsequent traffic stop, both men reportedly appeared nervous, prompting the cop to summon a drug detection dog. Mitchell, investigators noted, claimed to be so big that he was unable to buckle himself in. After the drug dog alerted to the presence of narcotics in the vehicle, officers searched Mitchell. Searched Mitchell, Roberts, and the car. Investigators found 23 grams of marijuana hidden under Mitchell's stomach fat, a handgun, $7,000 in cash, and some cocaine.
That was all in him?
The way I'm reading it, it is.
All within? He's like a human pair of cargo pants?
He's got a big stomach.
You ever keep stuff in you?
I don't think on purpose yet.
I put my cell phone in my titties.
Do you?
I do that too. Yeah, I use my bra as a purse, kind of. Like,
yeah, I've had many overweight ladies give me.
Wow, you're going to go there show.
Who said I was overweight?
No, I'm not talking about you specifically, but a lot of overweight ladies keep stuff in their bra and, like, pay me with it.
Yeah, but not Mandy.
No.
Mandy's other people, people, but not Mandy.
It's not just overweight ladies. There are plenty of like young hot ladies with like decent sized boobs that like to shove their money and shit down their tit cleavage. You know what I mean? So then they can pull it out and get a bunch of attention. Like, look at me, I'm pulling out money out of my tits.
Yeah, and it would always be sweaty and smelly.
Right.
And they would just like, oh, here you go, sweetie. And I'd have to grab the salad tongs and like stick it underneath the register.
I don't get why. I have lots of gals that keep their phones in their bras, and that actually makes more sense to me than the back pocket. It always weirds me out when gals have their phones in their back pocket. Wouldn't you sit on it? Wouldn't that fuck? I don't get why broads walk around with their phones, but that has nothing to do with anything. You ever keep it? I know that you've said you've lost the remote in you before.
Yeah. And my smoky stick. I like, oh, I can't find my cigarette, my little fake smoky
and
vaporizer.
It's in like your belly?
It's in my belly area.
And but you don't ever like put something in you and like carry it around.
No, that would be weird.
That's bullshit, right? That's not a real thing.
What?
What you just said?
What, I lose things in my belly fat? Yeah, I used to lose cigarette
Napier,
lighters and
yeah,
cigarettes.
Yeah, Napier
and
talks about getting cigarette lighters in him all the time, and like he can't find them. Actually, Paul said he's done that too.
Yeah.
I've never got anything lost in me. One time, I jammed a nickel up my nose real far, just like for the fuck of it, like to see how far it would go.
Yeah. How far'd you get?
Weird.
And it got far enough that like my friend Tom had to get a pair of tweezers and pull it out for me because I couldn't get it myself. I was just sitting around and I was bored and I was like, hey, let's see how far this nickel goes up my nose.
Pretty damn far.
It went pretty far, yeah, yeah. But no, never like in my belly or anything.
Oh, you put your finger in my belly button once and it got lost in there.
Yeah, and it smelled terrible.
Yeah, probably did.
Oh, there's nothing that smells worse than a belly button.
Oh.
Like when you're at the point when you're chubby enough that your belly button frowns at you, then you should never smell it. You shouldn't. You don't want to know what it smells like.
Yeah.
I usually do.
Well,
you smell it? You smell your belly button.
Well, not necessarily just my belly button.
Oh, all your parts. You smell all of them.
Well, why wouldn't you want to know what you're working with? You know what I mean? So if you're trying to please a lady or get a lady to have adult relations with you, wouldn't you want to know what they're going to be smelling so you can take care of that if it's unpleasant?
So you like, oh, like rub your palm on your balls
Mandy Weaver.
What? Yes.
Don't you want to know what your vajayjay smells like before you want your husband to have a fun time with it?
Well, like, I just assume it's okay. Like, I'll just
that's
be like,
not,
oh.
Don't do that. Don't assume like, it's okay.
No, I'll be like, you know what? I can't smell anything. Surely it's fine.
Like, you know, speaking of smell, did you see that thing where they're putting out a thing that for the iPhone that you can send people smells?
That
so I could.
That's
what can, a weird can thing we to all do. Agree that like your sense of smell is the least important of the smells or of the senses?
No,
right,
that.
Unless you're sniffing like baby skin, and then it's really important because they smell really good.
What's less important than your sense of smell? So, I mean, it's certainly not sight.
Doesn't that
not
let
hearing.
You know where fire
you
is?
Certainly
senses.
Not touch.
What are the five senses?
Taste. Taste is important.
Jerking off is one.
That's touch, I guess. Your sense of touch, your sense of sight. I mean, like, you can't get anywhere if you can't
see.
Right. I mean, you
gotta hear.
Touch is important.
Hear.
Right.
You got to hear.
Yeah,
I mean,
you,
people talking
yeah, like,
to
you,
music,
can't
it's
see,
all gone.
So like, smell and taste are the last ones that matter. And I guess I would take taste over smell.
Oh, anyway.
Although they say that.
Yeah, this is. Oh, wait. I'm going to do an impression of Travis. I'd rather taste a nasty pussy than smell one.
That's pretty good.
I would agree with that. I would agree with that.
Hey,
but
Mike,
they say that isn't like 90% of taste smell?
Right, so then you're in the clear.
I don't know, is it?
I could have swore that was legitimate. 90% of smell or taste is smell.
I guess though, if you lost your sense of taste, then like you could probably eat way healthier and be fine with it because I mean, because like bad food tastes better.
Bad food's
also
cheaper.
Oh yeah, it does. Oh god, it's so much better.
Yeah, but I guess if you had no sense of taste, then like you could just, you know, down all kinds of like stuff that's really good for you and not even care.
Except for that shit's expansive.
It would just not matter anymore. Yeah, so I mean that program with the sense of smell and sending people, so that's just going to be used for farts, right? I mean, what else would it be used for? Why would I send Mandy like the smell of strawberries? Why would that come up and like be like, exactly, hey, I'm going to send you strawberries right now? No, I'm going to send Mandy farts.
That's it. It's only going to be bad smells. Like, smell this nasty shit.
Mandy Weaver. Here, smell Mandy it. Weaver. I thought you'd come up with this.
Hey, Mike, can you smell my smegma and let me know if it smells like yeast?
What about
you guys, does my pussy stink?
What about a soldier who was just deployed overseas and his wife was pregnant and she just gave birth to that new baby and that new baby just got cleaned off and she tweeted him a picture or sent him one via text? Wouldn't he also like to smell that baby?
Oh my god, yes, because there's no better smell than babies.
Yeah, shithead, I thought you would have come up with that.
No, see, I did say that. I did say it a little while ago. I said, unless you're smelling a newborn baby.
Guys.
I swear to god, I said it. You guys, I said it. I said it.
Guys.
You guys, I have
it's
not
time
just...
for...
Guys. Oh. The show's over.
I want to keep talking
about nasty pussies.
Oh, we
didn't do the poetry jam.
Guys. Is Matt Leroy doing a show tonight?
I don't see him in there.
He didn't do one last week, did he? I just got... There was somebody in here earlier that was called Matt's doctor.
Because, I don't know, guys.
Mr. Producer's here. I bet he would know.
Show's over.
But you guys, I never heard any of Napier's poetry.
Yeah, Napier wrote poetry just for the special occasion.
And he didn't do the "Do you like this song or not?"
Yeah, we did. Nobody liked it.
Mike,
what?
Should we just have Mandy back on sometime?
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah, I'll talk about pussies with you guys anytime.
Let's talk about pussies with Mandy Weaver.
Who's gotta say it?
Hey, everybody! It's pussy talk time. You ready for
You're
pussy
gonna
talk?
Love the 11 herbs and spices.
We're gonna send out some pussy smells
and queef
What's
noises.
What's stinkier, your smelly pussy or a belly button?
Guys, no Beardy and the Beast tonight.
Is that legitimate?
Yeah. Some
wow.
ass clown down
What's
the street.
Is that 2 weeks in a row?
Our internet line, no live show tonight.
Is that 2 weeks in a
that
row?
Is on the official Beardy and the Beast Twitter account. So I guess we'll just go ahead and do Napier's embarrassing poetry theater.
Yeah.
So
I hope it's about Jim Chadman.
Napier actually did not write any embarrassing poetry when he was in high school, unfortunately. So what we've done is I found bad poetry, and I wrote down every other line for the bad poetry, and Napier is going to do the lines in between to make a poem. So I'll read the first line, and then Napier will come up with the next line of the poem. And we will create Napier embarrassing poetry.
If you would have just asked me, I could have provided you with a bunch of bad poetry for Napier to write.
Did you write bad poetry in high school?
Oh yes.
Do you have any like around?
I think so. You do the one that you have prepped, and then I'll look at this to see if it's
okay.
Bad
yeah, find some bad poetry, and then you can share it after Napier does
his. Like Travis and I should have some kind of like. Bad poetry contest. Like,
oh, you mean a rap battle?
Yeah, exactly. It'll be like a rap battle, except with bad poetry.
Isn't that what rap battles are?
Well, right. Mike, I told you I found some like scenes that I wrote. Like I wrote some like scenes and short stories. I found this notebook, and I have a shit ton of these notebooks. And I did just find something that's almost embarrassing to read.
I think
not almost embarrassing. It's fucking
Halloween.
Horrendous. So you do your thing, and if you want to me to read this, I'll read it.
Okay.
I love this fucking porcupine, man.
Nobody else called in, though.
He's happy as fuck just sitting around eating this goddamn pumpkin.
You will never know happiness like this.
Not a care in the world. He doesn't give a fuck. All he cares about, the only thing in his world, is this goddamn pumpkin.
You will never know happiness like that damn little thing did.
Can you say pumpkin?
Porcupine eating a pumpkin sounds like a euphemism for oral sex.
Okay, Napier, are you ready?
Yeah. That's awesome.
Now, I'm going to read a line.
Okay.
And then you come up with the next line of the poem.
Okay.
Just to hold you close to me.
So that I can smell you pee.
Just to hear you talk.
To hear the squish as you walk.
Just to take a walk with you.
And also to watch you poo.
To make you see.
The dangling long betwixt your knees.
It feels so strange.
As I watch your butthole go to its full range.
My feelings for you.
Only grow stronger when you poo.
You like poo, do you?
Yeah, he's into poo.
Yeah? Was that the end?
Yeah.
And that was...
Travis, what do you got, man?
What's that? What? Say that again?
What do you got?
All right, you ready? This is probably not going to be as good as that. This is...
Can I just say that Napier's been watching some of them recently? Pretty clear.
Napier's good on the fly. I've being on the show these handful of weeks, man, he comes up with it off the top of his head. I like it.
Napier's only on the fly because I can't get him to do any kind of show prep.
Of course not. Then it wouldn't be real. Wouldn't be natural.
Well, I think, yeah, I agree with that. I think that Napier's on the fly is what you need to listen to, because I think his written is probably going to be too thought out. I think is on the fly. The mind topic, you know, go. You want to hear this piece of shit?
So yeah. What is it exactly?
There's no title to it. It's, I don't know. I found it, like, I have a shit ton of notebooks full of just writing. And this is, like, the shortest thing. I have a scene. I can read a scene. It's a little dark.
Maybe we should do, like, is there, like, multiple characters? We could do, like, a dramatic reading sometime.
Well, this is a, well, I have plenty of that. But this is
like a... has to be the girl.
You don't want to be the dude?
Same.
Yeah.
No, in the same notebook that I found that like short scene in, there's like a short ass, terrible, terrible like poem. I guess it's a poem in. You want to hear that?
I do.
Yes.
Desperately.
All right. I don't want to say it aloud. Okay, there's zero title to this, so I'll just go into
There's
it.
No title?
No, this
can
one's
you just
gonna...
come up with a title for it real quick?
Mike, can I tell you legitimately, and I'll take a picture if you don't believe me.
Okay.
There's a terrible sketch of two ladies face to face, and one's got a giant tongue out licking notes. It must be lesbians. I don't remember this one, but there's like a giant tongue sticking out of this one lady's face.
Maybe
into
should...
this other lady's face.
Maybe you should also draw a pair of scissors, you know, for no reason.
Like surrounding their bodies. I don't know what this is. I just saw the picture. Let me read it. I'll read it. I looked into the eyes of those unseen. I searched and searched and found only a dream. The cries and shouts of defeat in this dark existence. Explosions. Escapes. Go away and see what isn't seen. And I look towards the brilliant illuminescence. It pulls me in and turns me outward. I see I am not what I see. And can be he. Only me.
Is this poetry about a lady saying that she would smash that pussy so hard it would turn inside out?
Sure, sure. Could be.
So I mean, he exhausted everything that rhymes with me, right?
Yes.
There's nothing else that rhymes with me that isn't in that poem. Right?
Well, he didn't say pee. Pee rhymes with me.
That was one of the words. Was illuminescent?
Yes. Was a word.
That was worse than a Chingy song.
I bet you Pitbull could make a fucking badass song out of that, though, and just keep repeating the same lyrics over and over again.
I don't know. Could he find a good Zelda BMG?
Poem, it should be only me.
Is that why she... Oh, that... Shit! Mandy! I think you... Yes, there's like a box around one of the lady's heads.
Yeah!
I think she's kissing herself. I think it's a mirror image of herself.
Yeah!
Holy fuck, man.
Okay, so you need
to... I'm telling you.
You need to tweet out a picture of this.
Okay.
Travis's high school self and Mandy's high school self are soulmates.
The same people. Well, can I do something quick?
Okay.
To like, for a palate cleanser?
Yeah.
Okay. Let me see if I can get it going.
The ginger after the sushi, if you will.
Yeah. The wasabi. I like the wasabi. It's not working. Just keep talking. Oh, wait.
Hi, Teddy Bear.
No, it's not
working. What? Oh,
I say we listen awkwardly to Travis.
Just turn off our microphones.
Right.
Let Travis do it by himself.
Exactly.
Don't do that.
Oh, I was going to say there's nothing awkward about it. Goth Mandy has a lady boner. I don't know about anyone else.
A lady boner is also called a Y boner.
A what boner?
A Y boner.
A Y boner, like a wishbone?
Well, you know how it kind of makes like a Y with the thighs and the vajay. And then...
Oh, that's true. You're not questioning, like, why boner, just why?
Why boner? Why?
I used to say that all during middle school because I had to keep that damn book bag in front of my crotch because it kept, like, popping boners all the fucking time. I didn't want to see all the ladies laughing at my little 1-inch chub poking out of my jeans like a leash coming out of my pants.
Travis was going to do a palate cleanser.
No. My internet connection was shitting out on my phone, so I couldn't do it. It was going to be the same thing that you have been playing all night.
Okay, in order to give this song the poetry some kind of urban street value, I want you to do what Busta Rhymes does, and I want you to do Travis Hulse at the front of it for no reason.
What'd you find, Ted?
Aww. There it was.
Also, see you in hell, faggots.
I want you to know it's over.
Well, bye.
Got done listening to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program. We broadcast Monday at 9, 8 central on RadioFUBAR.com. Join us on the chat or download the TuneIn app for your smartphone. Download us on Stitcher, iTunes, Zune, or from WFODicks.podbean.com. Follow us, WFODicks. Follow us, Shauza, at PJKSTL, at TheDrunkardSTL. We're also on the Facebook at facebook.com/WFODicks. Radio FUBAR has a plethora of fantastic shows. Check them all out and buy a t-shirt.
Mandy, I found another poem. In that same notebook.
What is that? I want to hear it.
All right. That's WFO Dicks and at Fernicast. I'm going to tweet that fucking picture of that ridiculous, terrible lady. Right now, it's happening.
That is the one thing I'm grateful for, is that I realized I had no ability to draw things, so I never tried that.
Oh, no, this is horrendous. There is no ability to draw things here. Like, I used to have somewhat of a talent to draw. This is not that.
So, are we going to hear another poem?
Yeah.
You want to hear another poem?
Yeah.
But
I just...
You got to do the Busta Rhymes.
I just...
Travis Holtz!
Travis Holtz!
Isn't that DMX where he barked?
Oh, yeah. Rough Riders!
It was DMX. It wasn't Busta Rhymes.
Let me tell you, like, seriously, I think we chatted about this before the show started. I have a fucking creature that lives in my woods. Like, I live like 2 acres that are just like my yard, and then I have like 2 acres that are woods, but it's like wrapped around. And there is like, I've been hearing something that sounds like a dog, but not like a dog, like a fucking Sci-Fi Channel dog, you know? It sounds like, ah, ah, ah.
That kind of just sounds like a dog.
It's not. Mm-hmm.
I mean,
it's not a real dog.
This picture.
Isn't it ridiculous? So there's this thing living in my woods. Seriously, there's this thing living in my woods.
He's
dying. And it comes out between like 12 and 1 o'clock a.m. every single night. And you hear this. Ah, ah, ah.
I mean, this is all just nonsense. I just want to hear the other poem.
Oh, you want to hear any of this?
He's stalling.
All right, I'll skip past
it. He's stalling and hoping we forget about it.
No, I have it right in front of me, wide open right now. And it's funny because there's like this ogre... looking guy, like a cartoon with like a beard and some ears and like weird squiggly eyes on the same page. And it doesn't make sense because it doesn't really fit with the poem that's on this page.
So you wrote a poem, but then you doodled.
Yeah, that's exactly what I did. So this one doesn't have a title either. So Mandy can come up with
the title. Mandy comes up with the title after you read it.
Yep, and I'll write it right on this page.
I'm ready.
Ready?
Ready.
Paranoia holding back. Or is that your nature? Desensitized to intimacy? Or learn detachment? Are you... not quite sure what this says. Oh, wait, yes I do. Okay, got it. Are you a user? Or a victim of circumstance? Divulge yourself or play your game. Are you truly superior? Are you just fucking kidding yourself? That's the end of it.
That, the name of that poem is Divulge Yourself.
What? Talk on the microphone. We're doing a
Travis,
podcast.
You should send that to Mike.
It's the name of the name of that poem is Divulge Yourself.
Travis should send Divulge Yourself to Mike, and I'm going to read it slightly differently next week. And I think it'll be fucking hilarious. I think he's just saying this wrong. I could make this so much better.
And then I'll do it in a Wolverine voice.
Here, yeah. Let me show. I'm going to tweet the picture of the guy that was on the page.
Divulge Yourself?
Yeah, I really want. I want to do a
dramatic
reading.
Well, we're going to do one of Travis's scenes one of these days.
Does it involve getting fisted?
I hope so.
Dude, I have like fucking, I swear to God, I have like 15 notebooks just filled with random shit. Like, there's stories. I started like 2 novels. One of them is like 80 pages into it, and I just like abandoned it. Like, I have all the reading if you really want me to read some of that shit.
Next teen book, boom.
Boom.
Just make it about werewolves, Travis, and it'll sell.
All right.
I think that Travis and I are going to have a poetry battle.
A poetry slam off?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
We need to get some bongo drums.
Oh, yeah. Big time. That's the reason we did this. This is destiny.
Is the Fernicast doing a show next week, or are you taking off next week, too?
You know, I was not informed that we would be taking the week off next week, but I'm assuming we probably are.
Because he's in the same situation as he was this week, right?
Right, but I was never told that.
You know, do you remember what, Mike, do you remember when I went to North Dakota for work for a meeting and shit on that Monday?
Bro.
Do you remember when I was still on the show?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I just wanted to
make sure. Yeah, I remember that.
All right, guys. We're being done now. So, bye.